the increases that our builders are experiencing are right in line with what the national averages are, around $35,000 on an average home in terms of additional lumber costs. And overall average cost of about $57,000.
Lanny McGinnis the other day from Manitoba Home Builders. The cost increases in building a home, most of it going to lumber. $35,000 on the average cost of a home. That's the increase for lumber. $57,000 overall for lumber and other materials. Joining us now, the president of the Western Retail Lumber Association, Liz Kovac. Liz, good morning.
Good morning, Hal. How are you?
Great. Thank you for doing this. Appreciate it. So I don't think people, I certainly, when I heard those numbers, went, you're kidding.
Yeah. You know, the there has been some sticker shock with the inflation in a lot of prices over the course of this whole COVID pandemic. We've certainly received an excellent education in Economics 101 of supply and demand and how connected our global supply chain is and just how fragile it is in times of crisis that we've been experiencing. And of course, we've seen an inflation, and it's not just on lumber. In fact, lumber has actually been coming down in price, but we're definitely seeing a lot of increases in other materials as well, just due to the current issues that we're facing in the supply chain.
Yeah, and we've talked about the supply chain issues many times, so I think people are aware it's almost like a perfect storm, right? But you're saying that lumber prices are actually coming down, and what about availability? Easier to get lumber too?
Yeah, there's definitely some of it more availability. We have noticed that with some of the engineered wood products that would be used in a new build, as an example, those are a little bit more tough to come by still, and a lot of it has to do with the challenge on the resin front from the Gulf Coast. We talked about the freeze in Texas, and obviously it took a long time to recover from that, but the recent hurricane certainly didn't help the situation, and obviously has put additional pressure on that market. And with the demand and trying to supply it all, it's certainly been a challenge, and not one that we're expecting to change until probably second, third quarter of 2022.
I was going to ask you that. That's what I'm hearing too. I'm hearing, hey, it could be a year before we see, and I'm doing the air quotes around the world, the word normal. What's normal anymore? But I'm hearing, yeah, it could be a year.
Yeah, if you take a look at the whole backlog with the containers and the backup at ports, I don't know if you've been following that situation, but with the pressure on the materials needed, the challenges, the labor market obviously has put additional pressure on everything, because you need people to be able to offload those containers. You need shipping, and every area of every industry and every area of the supply chain is feeling that pain of the labor piece. So on top of that, you've got containers that folks are paying astronomical amounts of money for, and that causes inflation, and all that increase in pricing does get passed on to the consumer.
I'll just give you another example too. I just had a roof done. I figured I needed a roof done at the lake on a cottage, and I thought, well, I'll squeeze it in while the weather's nice. I was able to get somebody to do it for me, but I could not believe the price increase in shingles from even just a year or so ago when I last bought shingles.
Yes, every building material is in such a different state of flux, and shingles have not been immune. There was a shortage on the granules. There certainly was such a high demand in housing builds both in the U.S. and Canada that the demand completely outstripped the supply, and we're still seeing that issue now. Even on the steel side, if you're even looking for a metal roof, the same pressure is being experienced there, and it's the fact that you were able to find somebody to do the work for you in this time is also excellent, but this is certainly something that we weren't, you know, when we were looking at this last year, we kept hoping that maybe come summer of this year, we'll start to see a little bit of easing, but we're still struggling in terms of getting the raw materials, in terms of production. There's other factors that obviously impact the production, and that's in some of the manufacturing facilities. You might have fires. Obviously, they've got some maintenance that they need to do as well. So when you compound all of this together, you mentioned it's a perfect storm. There is no material that's immune right now.
And I'll let you go. One more question, Liz. Is there any way to prepare for this for next time? I mean, or is it just one of those things that you could never have prepared for, and there's nothing you can do at this point to prepare for it if it ever happens again?
Well, that's a really great question, and it's a tough question to have find a simple answer for. The way that we rely on other countries and other areas to manufacture our products, we are not self-sufficient, let's say, in Canada to be a sole manufacturer. And this is a conversation we have a lot within our membership, because we've even talked about, well, is there an option to maybe have more manufacturing take place closer to home? Well, that then puts the pressure on the labor costs, obviously, are significantly higher in Canada than they would be overseas, for example. So that would mean higher costs for some of the materials. And our economy is not set up that way, and it would definitely change. There would need to be a change in consumer habits in order for that to happen. No one could have predicted the pandemic, and no one could have predicted all the PPE that would have been required. And I suspect that once we get through this, folks will be preparing for any type of crisis like this, you know, in terms of maybe having more stock if they can. But there's also space limitations. So that's a tough question to come up with a perfect answer mm-hmm. with, because we're so globally connected.
Liz, thanks for this.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me.
Appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Liz Kovac, president of the Western Retail Lumber Association. We're talking about the cost of building, home prices. That's what got us talking about it. $57,000. That's the increase in material prices, according to the Manitoba Home Builders Association, on the average cost of a home. $35,000 of that $57,000 for lumber alone.